This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. India and Poland have decided to transform their relationship into a strategic partnership. Prime Minister Narendra Modi announced this after the delegation-level talks with his Polish counterpart Donald Tusk in Warsaw. The Prime Minister also expressed confidence that Poland's support will strengthen the relations between India and the EU. Mr. Modi said both sides agree that reform in the United Nations and other international institutions is the need of the hour to face global challenges. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said India, along with its friendly countries, is ready to provide all possible support to dialogue and diplomacy for the early restoration of peace and stability in Ukraine and West Asia. Mr. Modi and Mr. Tusk reviewed bilateral relationships and exchanged views on a range of issues. The meeting between the two sides offered an opportunity to explore other avenues of mutual interest. Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk said both sides understand each other well despite the geographical differences, different traditions and histories. During his visit, Mr. Modi also called on President of Poland, Andrzej Sebastian Duda, at the Belvedere Palace in Warsaw. The two leaders held discussions on various aspects of bilateral relations. In the second and final leg of his two-nation tour, the Prime Minister will reach Ukraine tomorrow on the invitation of Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Later, briefing media, Secretary West in Ministry of External Affairs, Tanmay Lal, said the visit of Prime Minister to Poland was historic and very successful. He said an important development took place as both sides agreed to finalize a social security agreement which will be important for professionals working in each other's country. Resident doctors' associations in various states protesting against the rape and murder incident at a Kolkata hospital have called off their strikes. In Delhi, the resident doctors' associations of central government hospitals, including All India Institute of Medical Sciences, Dr. Ram Manohar Lohia Hospital, Safdarjung Hospital and Lady Harding Medical College have called off their strike. Besides, Federation of All India Medical Association and resident doctors of Delhi government hospitals have also called off their strike. The decision comes in response to the appeal and direction of the Supreme Court of India. In Bihar, the resident doctors of AIMS, Patna, also called off their indefinite strike. The decision came after the end of strike of Resident Doctors Association and Junior Doctors Association of Patna Medical College and Hospital and Indira Gandhi Institute of Medical Sciences, the two biggest government hospitals in the state. In a related development, Union Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting and Parliamentary Affairs, Dr. L. Murugan, has accused the West Bengal government of not taking concrete action in the incident. The 77th meeting of the Network Planning Group under the PM Gati Shakti initiative was organized in New Delhi. The meeting, which was held in New Delhi, focused on evaluating six important infrastructure projects from the Ministry of Railways, Ministry of Road and Transport and Highways, Ministry of Civil Aviation and Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways. The Maharashtra Public Service Commission, MPSC, has postponed the Maharashtra Gazetted Civil Services Combined Pre-Examination 2024. The decision was made after a meeting held by the MPSC. The exam, which was originally scheduled for the 25th of this month, has been rescheduled due to a clash with the Institute of Banking Personnel Selection, IBPS, Clerk Recruitment Exam 2024, which is also set for the same day. The MPSC stated that the new exam schedule will be announced soon. And two-time Olympic medalist Neeraj Chopra will be in action in the men's javelin throw event at the prestigious Lausanne Diamond League meet in Switzerland tonight. The 26-year-old is taking part in the competition after winning the silver medal at the Paris Olympics 2024. And that is the end of this news bulletin.